good to be able to come to you by the way of telephone and preach to you. We've been looking forward to saying something to you. I'm a little bit tired from the experience tonight because the prayer line was exceedingly long and we never did finish praying for the people. There were so many of them. But we did have a wonderful inspiration. The singing was so beautiful. I've never heard them sing just the way that they sang tonight. It's the Floyds and the Pike Trio and even the choir is beautiful. The Lord, even the little girls singing so beautiful. David's little girl. And the Lord was moving so mightily tonight till it was like a Pentecost. And I think the press was out tonight too. News press. But what I'm trying to say is that while we were praying, the anointing was so great and mighty until it was like a Pentecost. And the people were being delivered and set free. And bonds of oppression and harassment of minds was leaving, and spirits were leaving, and the people were really rejoicing in the Lord. It's been a wonderful experience to be here. And of course, tonight we also had the people that had come with us from the state come up on the platform so that they could also be seen as they were videoing to greet the people. And the people were very pleased to see them and to know that they'd come out this way to inspire them and to work with them. The audience has been wonderful. Couldn't have had a better audience. And we've had thousands of people that have turned out for the crusade. It's been wonderful. The TV, of course, has been carrying the program, and the TV programs have been outstanding as to the advertisement. Sister Betty also is here. She said some things tonight, and it was very, very inspirational to the people. I'd like for her to say something to you.
Me to say something to you tonight. Of course, I guess it sounds funny for us to say tonight because it's morning over there, but it's night here, about 10:30, I believe, and we just got home from service, and I just wish all of our people could be with us, but since you couldn't come, we did get excellent video that was bringing back the Lord's will so that you could be in the services with us, and truly, tonight is the first time Georgia drank a cup of tea tonight. David and him more or less just forced him to because his strength was leaving. He hadn't eaten anything since Friday. And he stayed on his knees every night, all night long. And the Lord's anointing is really great on the services. But tonight, during the prayer line, he got so weak until when he got home, he didn't want to. He had already ordered a cup of hot water, and David and him just got some milk in his fist and let him drink it, so they felt like that he needed it just to have the strength to carry on the crusade. And I hope everybody back home is really standing with the church there and helping out, because if you could be over here, you'd see the great need. And I know that it's a load at home, but the Lord will provide, because He's worked miracles here, one right after the other, and the people are just really, they, even at the people that came with us over here, they have got just a little insight of what it's like to be in the mission field and to carry the load, and I think they'll be inspirational to you when they come home. I'm going to give it back to George now and let him finish talking with you. Y'all pray for him.
Sister Betty talking to the people tonight was so inspirational. You could tell it really touched the hearts of the people. I'm enthused over winning souls to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And of course, when we speak of frontier evangelism over here, this is frontier evangelism. And we're trying our very best to do what we can to win souls, and yet our heart is still back at home to the extent that there's much to be done on the home front, and we're still encouraged to believe that the people are going to develop more and more in Christ and see the need. The ones that have traveled with us over here are really beginning to see the need for the gospel of Christ. I've had some of them here that they have broken to tears saying that they really didn't realize what it was all about until they got here and they began to see this thing. And it is torn them up so bad that they have wept and pledged in their heart toward God that their entire life would be different if they ever returned home. So that means that God is doing something not only in the Philippines, this Manila crusade for the people of Manila, but that he's doing something for our people too and stimulating them and giving them a new vision. So then it makes me happy to be able to give a report tonight, because we just, within the last little bit, we've left the platform of the great crusade that we're having. And we've come to our room and had sat and talked a little bit and rejoiced in some of them over the crusade. And we're looking forward to God doing something great and mighty before the crusade is over, as to our returning to the States. And do desire that you pray for me, because it's by your prayers that we're able to prevail and do what we need against the powers of darkness. That is to do what we need in Christ. I need your prayers, because it is a continual battle against the powers of darkness. And yet in every way we're triumphing over it. We still have the victory through Christ in every battle. And it's so wonderful to be able to be out here on the field of evangelism and do what we're trying to do for Christ. The need is so tremendously great until it makes me feel so small when I think of going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. But little by little, I was trying to be oppressive toward the things of God. We're moving into the different parts of the world with your help and with the help of others. And we are trying our very best to establish the kingdom of God in the earth. Since the law and the prophets until John, the kingdom of God since that time, we are trying to establish his kingdom in the earth to bring about this wonderful regime of the great Heavenly Father through his Son Jesus. And of course, every day, we need your prayers. I know it might sound a little bit confusing sometimes when we greet you as to say tonight. This, as the wife said, you know, it's morning there. But the experience of what we're doing as to revelation is so tremendously great. And yet to these people who are but bathed in Christ, there's very little revelation that we can bring out. Even though tonight we did bring out, as the second night, we did bring out some revelation to them, yet it's very difficult to bring out revelation to them in a big way. And they really, really responded to what little that we were able to feed them as we preached the gospel to them tonight. And of course, at altar call, the altars literally filled up and overflowed. And when the prayer was given for the sick, the prayer line was so great, and people passed through under the mighty inspiration of God. And after I left, I found out that numbers of people testified to deliverance. So then again, I say that it is a privilege to be able to work with you people and have you people to back us up in prayer. And it's a privilege to know that you're concerned enough about lost souls throughout the world that you've stood behind me in the way that you have. It is a much needed effort here in the Philippines. And the expense, of course, is unbelievable. And even since we've been here, the expense has been so tremendous. And the people have responded so far as sharing. As a matter of fact, as to their money, last night there was about $15,000 that came in from the audience. As to their money, of course, in our money, that's only about $800 to $1,000 came in as to our money, you know, as to the evaluation here, the exchange that is. And And we did use a little of that money last night for expense, so far as I know, according to what David Paul said. But we're giving the money to the evangelists and to the ones that are working with us. Like tonight, I don't know what the audience gave. He gave the entirety of it to those that are working with us. And we're trying to do that to help those that are in need and to help the gospel here. So, in being able to greet you tonight in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's a real privilege. And I trust that in these few minutes that we talk with you from the foreign fields, that it will inspire you to want to do something for God and to want to make an effort. We have some here with us that they're making a sacrifice. And many of these people in the crusade that are here in the Philippines are fasting and praying and making a real sacrifice toward the success of this ministry. They're thrilled. They are eager, alive, and active in every way with all of their heart and strength worshiping and serving God. And they are thrilled beyond measure over the eternal abundant life message. And it is so beautiful to be able to be here and see the inspiration of the people that would really do something for you. So tonight, or let me say this morning, I want you to know that we love you, appreciate you, and that we are praying for you. Because we're here out on the frontier, it doesn't mean that we're not concerned about you. It doesn't mean that we're not praying for you, because I'm praying for you continually here. I'm praying for Brother Taylor, Sister Linda, and the others that Sister Betty's trying to talk to me about something. But anyway, we're praying for you that everything will work out for you, and praying for Brother Taylor, Sister Linda, and the others, that the expense as to the home front will also be met. And by His grace, it will be met. Though the expense is so tremendous here and there, yet by faith in God, God will do it. He promised to supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory, whether it be a physical need, a spiritual need, or whatever need it might be, He promised to supply. And I just want to leave this thought with you as to that I said to my audience last night and tonight. The Bible says, cast not away thy faith, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. For in due season ye shall reap, if ye faint not. So then, don't let Satan tell you that you don't have faith. Just remember, your faith needs encouraging, and you need to strengthen your faith. As Abraham of old, being strong in faith, being fully persuaded that what God promised, he was able also to perform. So don't cast away your faith, but encourage yourself in the Lord, as David said. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life and help us to continue to hurl the gospel around the world so that we all can rejoice together in the day of the great judgment to see the masses standing before you giving their heart to God as I did last night and tonight. Both just worth everything that you do, and to realize that you're going to be standing there with them in the day of judgment as to give an account as to what part you played in it. It's a thrill of the heart from God that there's nothing to compare with. So I want everybody to know that I love them and appreciate them. And Sister Betty is telling me that she needs Sister Linda to call back after that we close out here. God bless you. Let me pray with you. Father of heaven, in the wonderful name of your lovely Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the great, mighty Holy Ghost that we felt tonight. Hallelujah, Father, as I feel that same wonderful anointing right now. God, is to my children, my spiritual children, and those of the resurrection that's on the home front, Lord, that's praying and believing and fasting and giving, Lord, that has tried to stand faithful through the years. May the brave, wonderful blessings of God be upon them, their loved ones, and their children. And may the yoke be broken, Heavenly Father, and may all of their needs be met according to your grace and your glory and your riches, Heavenly Father. God, may this great, wonderful blessing of God enter into their hearts and lives. Help them to hold themselves upright before thee and to believe with all of their heart in the wonderful name of Jesus, your lovely Son, Father. Amen. May God bless you.